This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines single-handedly stalled Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester's wilderness bill last week. Senator John Tester's Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act did not pass its committee last Thursday on a deciding no vote by fellow Montana Senator Steve Daines. The measure to create 79,060 acres of new federally protected wildlife habitat in the Bob Marshall Mission Mountain Wilderness Complex northeast of Missoula failed on a 10-10 tie vote. A positive tally would have allowed the bill to advance directly to the Senate floor for a final vote. Instead, it must now go through a more lengthy process to be released from the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act would create special use areas for mountain biking and snowmobiling, bringing support from two often contentious stakeholder groups that have blocked previous wilderness legislation. It also had support from logging industry officials who had previously benefited from Tester-backed legislation to expand timber access. A 2022 statewide poll released by the University of Montana found support from 83% of Montanans. After the tie vote in committee and the disappointing vote from a fellow Montana official, Senator Tester said, "Montanans expect their elected officials to get stuff done, and after today's hearing, we've taken a critical step for our businesses, outdoor recreationalists, and conservationists. The BCSA is the result of years of collaboration between a diverse set of stakeholders, and with overwhelming support from the majority of Montanans, it should serve as a model for balanced use of our public lands. I look forward to gaining the support of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle so that we can get this bill out of committee and signed into law as soon as possible." Last October, Daines said in committee that he wanted Tester's bill paired with legislation of his own, returning about 300,000 acres of wilderness study areas to multiple-use status. The Gallatin County Commission on the November ballot may ask taxpayers whether to pay to help keep the Gallatin Rest Home afloat. The biggest issues affecting the rest home are staffing and low Medicaid reimbursement rates from the state. Long-term care residents pay for the rest home services through Medicaid. The state's reimbursement rate for the rest home is $212.93. That reimbursement does not cover the cost of care, however. The rest home loses about $100 a day per person. The ballot question would ask voters to apply up to 9 mills to the Gallatin Rest Home through existing tax mechanisms used by the county to raise money. 1 mill is worth $437,000, so 9 mills will raise $3.9 million in tax money for the rest home. The county commission expects about $1.5 million to go to the rest home, leaving the rest, about $1.4 million, to be used elsewhere, like in county road and bridge funding. Soon, the Gallatin Rest Home will be the last skilled nursing home in the county. Darcel Vaughn, Gallatin Rest Home administrator, said that Bridger Rehab and Care will shut its doors on September 12th. She hopes that the rest home can make room for at least 10 of that facility's residents. Vaughn said, "The Gallatin Rest Home is the last man standing. We are the only skilled nursing home in the county." Lake Mead is the reservoir formed by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River in the southwestern United States. Lake Mead is located in the states of Nevada and Arizona, 24 miles east of Las Vegas. Continuing a 22-year downward trend, water levels in Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the U.S., stand at their lowest since April 1937, when the reservoir was still being filled for the first time. As of July 18, 2022, Lake Mead was filled to just 27% of its capacity. Above Lake Mead, Lake Powell is currently filled to just 27% of its capacity, and the entire Colorado River system stands at 35%. Lake Mead supplies water to millions of people across seven states, tribal lands, and northern Mexico, including electric power and water to roughly 40 million people. It now also provides a stark illustration of climate change and a long-term drought that may be the worst in the U.S. West in 12 centuries. Lake Mead, Lake Powell, and other portions of the Colorado River watershed are close to drying up to the point where hydropower cannot be generated. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.